We're talking about strumming syncopation and how to know when to go up and when to go down on real life strums. And we have Melissa as the example by the Allman Brothers. The first section, as you just heard, please play again for the purposes of like three. So how do you know when you should strum up and when you should strum down? The first thing is you have to map out how the beat plays against the count. Meaning this particular beat is one, two, like the count is one, two, three, four. And by the way, I'm choosing this particular count. Those of you who know about half time and double time, I'm choosing this particular way to count it for purposes of teaching, not for because I think that's the best way to represent it on paper. So, but most of you won't be concerned with the unit of measurement that I chose, and it's not important. So carrying on, the way I hear the beat is, or the way I'm teaching the beat is 1, 3, and 1, 2, and 4. So if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 1, 3, and 1, 2, and 4, 1, 3, and 1, 2, and 4. Now, I realize a lot of you wouldn't be able to figure that out on the fly, but if you sat down and thought about it, you probably could. So, but the point of the story is, we got a down on beat one. Anything that's on the beat goes down, and anything that's on the end goes up. So, I'll write this out so you could see it, but it's going to look like down. If you try and figure that out intellectually, it's really not going to work. Like, wait, what part of what beat? And I don't read music, and I don't get what the dot means after a note. We're not going to get into any of that. We're going to simply do the hand moving down every beat like we did before. Like 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, and the beat is and keep that hand moving. Keep the hand moving at all times, like with this motion. Yeah. All right, and we're gonna play. Now you got it. You totally got it. Now I should video this because you listening to this can't see it. But his hand is moving like across the strings, and if you're not sure how to do it, the easiest way is to actually slow down. Let's slow it down for a second, and you'll do the wax on wax off thing, like the Karate Kid, like all down, nice and big. Like, just humor me for a minute. Go all down, and now we're gonna go. Down so much, and we did a big arch, is that it forces your hand to just keep doing the same thing. You don't have time to, you have to cover a big amount of ground from right. The bottom of the guitar to top of the guitar. You don't have time to stop. So that's perfect. Now, so we're going to just speed that up. Start it slow, and we'll speed it up. First we do the big motion, and then we go. Go like this. Alright, here we go. Here we go. That's it, you got it. So those of you who are listening, I know you can't see us, but it's down, down, up, down, down, up, down. In other words, your hands go down, 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 the whole time, and your hand, you're just playing the rhythm. Very good. Awesome job. Awesome job. That's absolutely perfect. Can you kind of feel the difference between that and when you, the old way you did it?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, cool. And the reason we're doing this is that when we get to the bridge, which you wanted to double time the feel of, now we don't have to. Your hand is already moving like in that motion.
Okay.
And the bridge melody, the bridge rhythm is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 3.
The strum still changes. The
strum changes, but not the mechanics of the strum.
Okay.
So then that's what I'm getting at. So the rhythm that I think you played, let's play it together. 3, 4 is 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 2, 3. 2, 3, 4, and 2. Okay, good. But we're going to slow it down and do the same thing where we do the proper direction here. So first, we'll just do wax on, wax off. And we'll only do it on an E chord, no chord changes yet. And the strum goes 1, 2, 3, 4. And 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 2, 3. So it's down, 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 sorry. Down, 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 up, up, down, down. And then put an E chord on it. But keep the wax on, wax off. Just do E first before you do chord change. That's fine. But keep the wax on, wax off thing. 3, 3, 4. After that,
I'm drunk.
So slow it down a little. Like, slow it down with me and do this. And we'll go. That's perfect. Going like this. Good. And then from there it'll be. Oh, sorry, I did it wrong.
I'm playing it wrong.
So it'll be 1, 3, and 1, 2, and 4. 1, 3, and 1, 2, and 4. Good. but that's okay. You're almost there. The first part is good. You got so it's. So let me just demonstrate. I screwed it up. That's perfect. Here we go. Perfect. Now keep that hand moving. That's perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful. One more time around, then we'll go back to the bridge. That hand move, don't stop. Yeah. Nice job. Now the bridge sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, down, down. Feel that?
Let's see if I can get it when I get home.
Yeah, it takes time. That's why I'm recording this too. You can listen back